Welcome to the Two Brothers and Their Sports Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Arav.
And I'm your other co-host, Darsh.
And today on the show, we have a jam-packed episode to get to, but we are going to start off by discussing the NBA playoffs, which are currently in the conference semifinal rounds. So four teams on the East, four teams in the West going to advance, only two to the ECF and WCF. We're also going to be discussing the PLL draft that took place this week and what that development really means for American sports and those that are gaining popularity. And then finally, we're going to be discussing the Stanley Cup playoffs, which are also in the conference semifinal rounds, who we think will advance to the Eastern and Western Conference finals. But let's get started with the NBA playoffs. Arch, who do you have in the Celtics versus Cavaliers game?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's been a good series so far. It's tied 1-1, but I'm going to take the Celtics here. I don't think the upset gets pulled off by Spida and Donovan Mitchell and his team. I think they had a great game this past game. He even hit the Michael Jordan shrug, and they ended up taking that. But I think that the Celtics are going to end up coming out on top. They've built one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NBA, on paper right now, and they've been playing great together. Jason Tatum's been great. Derek White's been great. Their entire team, their defense has been playing together. So is it going to be a harder series than the Heat when they won 4-1 and they didn't have to play Jimmy Butler? Sure, it was. It's going to be. But I still think that this is going to be at most a six-game win for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I agree. I think as a Boston Celtics fan, this series is really scaring me. And I mean, I said after game two against the Heat, oh, well, the Celtics just got to get the Heat get one, like as a joke, and then we won in five. But this is Donovan Mitchell and the Cavaliers we're talking about. This is a completely different team from the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler. Like, this is a Cavaliers team that is very well-rounded, plays very well, plays unselfish basketball, and is able to score a lot. And obviously, they beat the Celtics commandingly last night at the time of this recording by around 30 points. I mean, this is a very scary team you're going into against in the Cleveland Cavaliers. But I think that this is going to be a six-game series as well, and I do think the Celtics will win. I just think that if Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs really start to gain momentum, this will be a very scary series as a Celtics fan. And then after that, we will move on to the Indiana Pacers-Knicks series, which is the second series in the Eastern Conference. And in this, right, currently, the Knicks are up 2-0 against the Indiana Pacers, who a lot of us thought, at least I did, were invincible after the NBA in-season tournament, where Tyrese Haliburton they beat the Bucks and made it to the finals and then ended up losing to the Lakers and LeBron James. Crazy game. But I thought the Pacers were going to be a sure-handed lock to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals or at least be in contention here. But the Knicks late in the season really turned it on. I talked about it. They were on a late season winning streak, continue to win out. And I mean, this is a very scary Knicks team as well if the Celtics advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm very worried about them. So I think the Knicks win 4-0 or 4-1. I'll give them maximum. And they've been playing absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is going to be a gentleman's sweep. Three games for the Knicks. It's 2-0 right now. The next game is being played as of right now. So I think they'll go up 3-0, give the Pacers a game, and then end up gentlemen sweeping this game, this series against the Pacers. And I agree. I think the Pacers are a pretty good team. They shocked a lot of the basketball world. Like, they had a great run in the in-season tournament. They weren't anything crazy after that. But they shocked a lot of the basketball world by beating Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Going into this matchup, they've gotten absolutely annihilated these past two games. Jalen Brunson has been amazing. He's still on a spectacular run since the beginning of the playoffs. So I do think that he is going to keep pouring it on. I know he got injured, so he might be a little banged up, but I still think that he's going to be the number one.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, number one player in this series matchup by far. And he's playing out of his mind right now. Like, a true NBA, all-NBA first-teamer, all-star, starter, like all of those guys. He is playing absolutely amazing right now, and I think he's going to lead the Knicks to a conference finals, which they haven't been in years.
So after that, let's move on to the Western Conference series. The first game is the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Dallas Mavericks, and I think this is going to be a game for the ages, a series, sorry. And it's going to be there's going to be a ton of fireworks. I think it's going to be a very offensively sided battle here for the Dallas Mavericks, and I think they're going to end up winning. I know Luka, unfortunately, had a scare in the second quarter of this game. At the time of this recording, it was last night. And the Mavericks won on the back of really PJ Washington and Luka together when Kyrie didn't play great, and they still won by 8 points. Give me Kyrie and Luka Doncic. I mean, this Batman and Robin combo has been really working out for the past 2 years. I think that this is a very scary Dallas Mavericks team. And although Luka didn't win MVP, I think he's on his revenge arc, if you will, where he's a guy that is really going to be coming with fire, playing with fire every single game. We know he scored the points, but now he's really got the anger and the edge to try and beat the number one seeded team. And the other guy that was in MVP contention besides Jokic and Doncic was SGA. So I think this is going to be a great series, but I have the Dallas Mavericks winning.
Going to the next series that you were just talking about, the Thunder versus the Mavs, I think it's telling that in the first year of the Thunder's being back to the playoffs, it's been a long time coming, and they're finally back to the playoffs for the number one seed. They swept the Pelicans in the first round. The Mavericks beat the Clippers in a 6-game series in the first round, and the series is tied 1-1. So it's a great game. It's a great series right now. And in my opinion, you could argue that the Mavs have more star power with Kyrie Irving, with Luka Doncic. But I argue that it's actually the Thunder that are going to win this game because they have way
Wow.
more chemistry and their team has played better. So I think that it's going to be the Thunder. I think SGA is going to have one of the best series of his life. But on top of that, I think it's going to be a hard-fought series because both of these teams are very equally matched. In the end, they just have more chemistry playing together. I feel like Kyrie and Luka are great individually. Together, they're not the dream duo that just runs through the playoffs. It wasn't that easy to beat the Clippers, and I honestly think that the Thunder are going to also make it to the conference finals, which means that I do have the 1 and 2 on the conference finals on the other side, and then this side I have the 1 seed. And
Well,
then
what about would you say anything about the lack of experience that the Thunder bring to this to the playoffs? I mean, they have guys that have never even played at a high stakes game in the NBA career.
yeah, so they are a very young team, don't get me wrong. But they do have just guys that are full-on game players, like guys that will change games. SGA has been there and done this. Maybe not at this level in the playoffs with this many high expectations, but he's a veteran right now, and he's been a great player. I know he's going to show out. Chet Holmgren is a good enough rookie that I don't think that he'll fall under pressure. Josh Giddey hasn't been
But the
great this year.
problem, I think the problem is Chet didn't even show up yesterday. And then you have Luka, who's a perennial NBA player. He's perennially, every year he's in the NBA playoffs. I mean, you're competing with a bunch of young guys, and some of them don't even show up versus Luka Doncic, a guy that was second in MVP voting, had an historic season, and him and Kyrie Irving are arguably the best duo in the NBA.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I disagree because SGA, first of all, had an amazing game. He had 33 points, but then you look at Jalen Williams, and he was able to step in that role with 20 points. You look at Chet Holmgren, he also had 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists, which isn't bad for the center position that he was playing. Not power forward, as he sometimes plays, but center. But yeah, they need some other guys to step up too. Josh Giddey didn't play great as the guard. He had only 8 points and 2 rebounds. He only played 11 minutes, to be fair, but he didn't have a great game. Cason Wallace didn't have a great game. And even Lu Dort had played 33 minutes and ended with 8 points. So yes, are they playing amazing basketball with no flaws? No, they're a young team. So I don't expect them to breeze through the playoffs like Kobe's Lakers did, going and never losing a game. But what I do think is, when push comes to shove, this team will be able to just transcend the pressure. So I do think that they are going to end up winning the series. It's not going to be in 5 games. I think it'll be in 6 or most likely 7 games. I think that they are going to go with high stakes, high pressure game 7 and go and win this game.
Okay, I'll move on to the final series in the West, which is the Timberwolves Nuggets. And I guess to some people, this is surprising. To me, I expected it. The Timberwolves are up 2-0 in this series against the Denver Nuggets and the defending NBA champions. I mean, for me, I agree with the I my pick is the Denver Nuggets. I mean, sorry, is the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think they will win this series sure-handedly. I mean, I know it was very labored. The Nuggets win was in round one, and the Timberwolves really, and Anthony Edwards has come on at the exact right time that the Timberwolves needed him. I mean, Rudy Gobert has been injured, and this Timberwolves team is playing better without him. I mean, you have like just an incredible all-around team and led by Anthony Edwards, and the guys are willing to get behind him, and Naz Reid playing a great role coming off the bench. I mean, this is a great team, but I know Jamal Murray becomes a great, if not all-star player in terms of NBA playoffs playing. And Nikola Jokic won his third MVP in 4 years, but I don't think that's enough. When a team is hot, a young guy's hot, and he's on top of the world, nothing he feels like nothing's going to be able to take him down. So I think that the Timberwolves and that confidence that they have behind Ant is going to propel them to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I kind of agree here. I think that they are going to end up winning this series. And this kind of did shock me. I didn't think it would be 2-0. And I think you might have thought that the Timberwolves would win. I don't know if that's what you thought, but you definitely
Yeah,
didn't.
not two. I didn't think 2-0, but I thought the Timberwolves would win the series.
Yeah, I mean, they are very close matched. And again, this is experienced NBA Finals winners, people that played in the bubble, and Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, who's playing out of his mind. The number one, so he's historically been the best game changer from being a regular season player to being a playoff player. He's had the biggest jump. He's playing like one of the best players in the NBA right now. Guys that have so much experience versus guys like Anthony Edwards that have never made it to the conference finals. Guys like that are really carrying their team, who's the main soul of their team, who's getting compared to Michael Jordan right now, to be fair. I think that this is going to be a quick series. It might not be a sweep, but I could see a sweep happening. I think 5 games at most. Anthony Edwards is showing out. He's not letting any teams take a game. He's playing with fire. He's playing with passion. And he's playing in a way that we haven't seen from a young player in years. I can't remember the last time a young player in my lifetime that I remember, a young player came into the league and just dominated his team, not just in the regular season like Victor Wembanyama has done, but also in the playoffs, and is the sole reason that his team is playing so well. So I think that this is something special that we're watching, and it's not just like we're seeing a great player on a bad team. We're seeing a great player on a mediocre team also get to the conference finals in my eyes. So in the conference finals, I think that in the end, after this week, it's going to be the Thunder versus the Timberwolves, and then it's going to be the Celtics versus the Knicks.
And then after that, we will move on to the PLL draft. And I know Arshu have a lot to talk about here, so I'll let you go first and take the lead on this.
Yeah, so moving on, let's talk about kind of like what has been happening. College across, the selections came out, and then the PLL draft, which just happened, and on other sports that kind of have been getting pushed up recently. So let's start off with kind of the sports in of itself. I think the three main things that we've kind of seen, a much more diversification in America. It's not the core four sports anymore. It's not just baseball, basketball, soccer, and football that are getting the main attention in America. I think we're starting to see more lacrosse, which we'll get to, cricket, even pickleball is the world's fastest growing sport. So I think something great that's happening right now with lacrosse is you look at the PLL and you look at perhaps the GOAT that's in college right now finishing out his senior year. So the college selection committee process happened. They kind of selected which teams are going to make it to the NCAA tournament. There was a lot of snubs, but then you look at the teams that make it, and I think the one guy that shoots out to you is Brennan O'Neal. The PLL draft just happened and he got taken number one overall. And I think that this is a great thing for the sport of lacrosse. It's really transcending the way that the world sees lacrosse. You see this collegiate guy, the most hyped prospect in the history of lacrosse. He comes into Duke University, plays out of his mind, is it has it looks like he's running on the field where everyone else is walking, as if he is playing chess and everyone's playing checkers. It's just a completely different game with him out there. He played on Team USA, was the only collegiate player to play on Team USA, and won tournament MVP out of all the countries that participated in the tournament. He is just easily one of the greatest players that the sport has ever seen. And I, in my eyes, he is the GOAT of my lifetime for lacrosse. So I think him getting drafted number one overall kind of starts a new era, starts a new era for the Professional Lacrosse League, and seeing how that develops as a professional sport. It starts a new era in college lacrosse. He's brought in so much more of an audience and attention to college lacrosse and youth lacrosse too. Lacrosse is picking up over the country, and there's other sports that are kind of getting that influence as well. And I think it's important to note that right now is the time where there's kind of a big shift in what kind of sports are being played and what's getting pushed out to America's youth.
You kind of hit the nail on the head here talking about Brendan O'Neal, the GOAT of college lacrosse and lacrosse in general, maybe. I mean, just hit 200 goals today, and he's really just been playing out of his mind. Tournament Award winner last year, MVP of Team USA as well. I mean, he's great. But I think if you look at other sports, I mean, lacrosse has experienced like exponential growth. But I think there's an article written last year in late 2023 about the biggest growing or fastest growing sports in the United States, and number one with a growth of 171%. So 200, almost 200 times what it was initially, 200% times is pickleball. I mean, this is a sport that's really taking, again, taking the United States by storm. And it's not only a sport that's being played competitively, but also leisurely. And I know a lot a lot of older folks are getting into that as well. So it's been a really, really interesting kind of growth for that. And then if you look at another thing that has been brought to the United States, or at least the popularity has widely increased, is cricket and the establishment of the Major League Cricket, which we talked about on our podcast last year. I mean, a lot of the games are being played in Raleigh-Durham, which is where we're originally from. So, I mean, we were just in tune with that. And then obviously our grandpa loves cricket, so we talked about that aspect. I mean, Major League Cricket is going to take the East Coast first by storm. And then I think after that, it'll really start to have a larger and larger impact increasing over time. And I think the thing we're really seeing with sports across the United States is, like you talked about, the diversity, the growth across multiple sports. I think kids are really, and we've talked about this with the people that we've interviewed, I mean, not specializing early on in sports is doing the entire athletic community a huge service by growing different sports along the way as children grow up and they get into different aspects. I mean, you're just creating a mountain of sports which are all very popular, and kids can really pick and choose whichever ones they want. And I love that for the United States, and I love that for the kids growing up, and I love that all these major league organizations are being created for kids that want to pursue their dream, and things that are potentially smaller or started off small are now growing to be really big hitting sports leagues in the United States. So personally, I think lacrosse so far is the farthest along in that route. But I think if you look at other sports in general that are just taking off, I think you're seeing pickleball take off. You're seeing, I mean, flag football just got reinstated to the Olympics, so that's another level as well. I mean, you have all these different sports that are really just hitting the ground running, and people are really capitalizing on those opportunities. So I think that overall, I think the United States and the diversity that's really being experienced is great. And I think it starts with lacrosse, and now it's just expanding overall.
And then let's move on to our last topic. It's the NHL. Our talk about the semifinals of the each conference and kind of where we are right now and your predictions.
So I guess we'll start with the hometown Carolina Hurricanes, which are the team that I support in the NHL. I think this has been an absolutely horrendous series for the Carolina Hurricanes. They're down 3-0 to the Rangers, and it seems like every single year they end up losing to the New York Rangers. I mean, they just cannot score on the Rangers. They cannot play well, and it just looks like this team falls apart late in the playoffs. I mean, they came back against the Islanders and ended up winning, and the Rangers obviously swept 4-0 against the Capitals. I think this is a really troublesome situation for the Carolina Hurricanes to be in, and I think unfortunately they're going to lose, get swept 4-0 by the Rangers yet again, and not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think that it's either going to be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. The Hurricanes are not coming back from this. I think they lose out, and they are also not going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then I think we'll hop on to the Boston Bruins. The Boston Bruins are playing the Florida Panthers. Both teams are very good, but I think the Panthers are going to end up winning the series. They, in my opinion, are just the better team. I think they're advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's 1-1 right now. They won their series 4-1, while the Bruins won their series in 7. So I do think that they are a bit of a better team, and I have them winning in 6.
Wow, I think that's an anomaly. I'm going to go with the Boston Bruins here. I know they beat, but think about who they beat. They beat the Toronto Maple Leafs, which is a very strong, powerful team, especially come playoff time. I think the Boston Bruins are going to win this series here. I think they advance past the Panthers and make it to the Eastern Conference Finals to face the New York Rangers. And then after that, we will move on to the Dallas Stars versus Colorado Avalanche, who are the defending champions. And I think this is going to be a very, very good series. The Avalanche beat Winnipeg 4-1. And then the Stars beat the Golden Knights 4-3. I think Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon and the other incredible players that the Avalanche have are going to propel them past the Stars. I know they're great, and I know the Stars have been playing very well come late in the season, even though they had some issues overall. I think that the Avalanche still are going to end up making it to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Avalanche are going to end up winning this series. It's 1-1 as well right now. But they just are a better team. The Avalanche won their series 4-1 against Winnipeg, like you said. They've dominated this season a good amount, and I think that they are a better team than the Stars. I think that this is going to be a 6 or 7 game series, but I do think that the Avalanche will end up winning this. And then finally, it's the Edmonton Oilers versus the Vancouver Canucks, and I think that this is also going to be a good series. The Canucks are kind of widely seen as a better team, but I disagree. I think the Oilers are going to end up winning the series. I think that the Oilers are down right now 1-0, but I have faith in them. I think that they can come come back and make it to the Western Conference Finals. They have a good team, and I think this is going to be one of those crazy playoff experiences where they might not be the better team, but they are still going to end up coming out on top because that's the way that the playoffs work. It's a 7-game series, so whether they can come back and win it in six or win it in seven, I think in the end that the Warriors are going to win this series.
Yeah, I agree here. I'm also going to go with the Oilers. I mean, they have 620-plus goal scorers along, led by Connor McDavid, who won MVP last year. I mean, this is an incredible team, and I know that they commonly underperform in the NHL playoffs, and I know the Canucks have played great, but I'm still going to go with the Oilers here. So for me, that makes the Oilers Avalanche on the Western Conference Finals, and then the Bruins Rangers on the Eastern Conference, unfortunately defeating Carolina Panthers. Sorry, Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, and then for me, it's the Avalanche and the Oilers on the Western Conference side. And on the Eastern Conference side, I actually have the Panthers and also the Rangers.
That's all for this week's episode of the Two Brothers and Their Sports Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can catch us every week wherever you find your podcast. Hit that follow button on Apple Podcasts and make sure to turn the notifications on so you're notified when we publish a new episode. And catch us next week.